More than one-third of Anchorage School District students are above a healthy weight, but a new analysis of 10 years of height and weight data from the district shows obesity rates have leveled off recently. Alaska's chief medical officer is happy to see that trend, but Dr. Jay Butler says obesity is still a huge problem in schools.
One in five kids in high school and in middle school in Anchorage meet that definition of obesity. The good news is that the trend is that we seem to be seeing a bit of a plateauing. So I think the really good take home here is some of what we're doing appears to be making a difference.
How does that 20% sounds incredibly high? How does that compare to the general population, to the average citizen in Alaska?
Well, rates of obesity among adults in Alaska are actually a little worse. Over 25% of adults in Alaska are considered obese based on a body mass index of above 30, which for someone who is 5'10" is over 207 pounds.
The number of normal weight students decreased significantly in the first half of the study period. Do you have any sense of why that happened?
Well, because there's no controlled studies here, all we can do is look at what was done and what the effect was. It's hard to attribute a direct cause and effect. But during the period, a couple things happened. Early on, after the initial report showing the increasing rates, the state established an obesity prevention and control program in the Division of Public Health. And there was specific partnership developed with the school districts. For instance, there was a prohibition of selling soda and junk food in schools, which I know some people felt like was the state and the school district being the health Nazis. But fact is, there are just multiple reports of people being able to control their obesity, control diabetes even, by reducing exposure to soda and junk food. Additionally, during the past 2 years, the school district has revised the elementary school curriculum to include more time for health instruction as well as physical education.
What would need to happen to put a significant dent in this obesity figure? I know that you said that the good news is it's sort of leveled off, but what would need to happen to really drive that down?
Well, we really need to recognize that obesity is the major health problem in the United States today. When we look at the cost of health care, 16% of the gross domestic product in the United States goes to health care now, and that's continued to increase. There are various estimates on how much of that's driven by the obesity epidemic, but when we look at just the costs in Alaska, it's very impressive that we're talking about very short-term skyrocketing expenses. I'd use, for an example, Medicaid expenditures on treatment of type 2 diabetes in children in Alaska. They have more than doubled over the past 4 years. Type 2 diabetes is what we used to call adult onset diabetes because we never saw it in children. Very rare, because there just wasn't the level of obesity that we see now.
Dr. Butler, in general, how big is the problem of obesity in the Anchorage schools? How does it affect the students' ability to learn and to interact with others? And just generally, how large is this problem?
Well, it's a huge problem. There's data showing an association between obesity in childhood and poor academic performance. And while it's very hard to assess cause and effect in that relationship, it's much more clear that kids who are obese are at risk for diabetes, hypertension, high cholesterol, orthopedic problems, psychosocial problems, and also obesity in adulthood. Additionally, 1 in 10 adults who have diabetes are disabled, and that's more than 4 times higher than the rate of disability in the general population. So not only is obesity making our kids more sick, less able to be healthy adults, but also less able to work and be productive.
Dr. Jay Butler is Alaska's chief medical officer.